You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 1, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why are Russian mercenaries striking civilians in Mali? Aerial bombardment struck the village of Kirnia in central Mali on June 15, 2026. Russian military aircraft operated by Africa Corps dropped heavy munitions near a residential compound and a nearby market. The airstrike killed 8 civilians, including 3 young children. One bomb landed directly outside the home of the local village chief. The explosion killed the chief's wife and 3 children aged between 1 and 10 years old. A second munition detonated inside a crowded cattle market, killing 4 local men instantly. Africa Corps combat units published aerial video footage of the strike on social media channels shortly after the attack. Military commanders claimed the air raid successfully destroyed a confirmed terrorist gathering. However, Human Rights Watch conducted extensive field investigations and satellite analysis of the location. Witnesses confirmed that no combatants from Jamaa Nusrat al-Muslimin were present at the strike sites. Rights monitors classified the operation as an unlawful attack amounting to a potential war crime. Understanding the escalation of aerial warfare requires examining the geographic realities of the region. The Sahel is a semi-arid transition zone stretching over 5,400 kilometers across northwestern and central Africa. It sits directly south of the Sahara Desert and north of tropical savannas. Politically and geographically, the Sahel includes nations such as Mali, Niger, Burkina Faso, Senegal, and Chad. Severe drought, rapid warming, and desertification create constant resource competition between local farmers and herders. Weak governance across long, unpoliced borders allows insurgent networks to operate across national boundaries. The current security crisis began over a decade ago through political instability. Tuareg separatists launched an armed uprising in northern Mali during early 2012. Salafi jihadist groups quickly hijacked the rebellion and pushed toward southern urban centers. French military forces launched Operation Serval in 2013 to stop the militant advance. The United Nations later deployed a peacekeeping mission named MINUSMA to restore political stability. However, combat operations failed to contain the insurgency within northern territories. Long before modern borders were drawn, the rich history of Africa demonstrated sovereign governance across diverse regions. Extremist groups expanded rapidly by taking advantage of state security vacuums in central Mali. Jamaa Nusrat al-Muslimin operates as the primary al-Qaeda umbrella coalition in the country. It competes aggressively against the Islamic State in the Sahel province, known as ISSP. ISSP emerged in 2015 after splinter factions broke away from al-Qaeda networks to pledge loyalty to ISIS. The two insurgent factions have engaged in a violent inter-jihadist war since late 2019. ISSP focuses its operations in the tri-border Liptako-Gourma region connecting Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso. The group relies on extreme violence and mass casualty attacks against civilian populations. Conversely, JNIM establishes local governance agreements with rural villages to secure territorial control. Clashes between these rival insurgent organizations have driven record fatality rates across the central Sahel. Public anger toward Western security operations mounted steadily over 9 years of counter-terrorism efforts. Citizens grew frustrated as French forces under Operation Barkhane failed to stop expanding violence. Broad public opposition to historical French political dominance, referred to as Francafrique, triggered widespread street demonstrations in Bamako. Discontent within the military led to consecutive military coups in August 2020 and May 2021. Diplomatic relations between the military junta and Western partners collapsed rapidly following the coups. Colonel Assimi Goïta demanded the complete withdrawal of French troops and ended the UN peace mission. Seeking security assistance without Western political conditions or human rights oversight, the junta turned toward Moscow. Russian Wagner Group mercenaries arrived in late 2021 to support state military operations. Following internal Russian restructuring, the Ministry of Defense reorganized these forces into the official Africa Corps. The integration of Russian paramilitary forces shifted combat tactics and increased harm to non-combatants. During March 2022, joint military and Wagner forces conducted a multi-day operation in the town of Mora. Independent investigations confirmed that security forces executed over 300 civilians during the siege. Between January 2022 and July 2023, violence against non-combatants more than doubled historical averages. Data from conflict monitoring organizations shows a continued rise in civilian fatalities under Africa Corps operations. Joint operations by state troops and Russian contractors caused over 1,440 civilian casualties between early 2024 and mid-2025. Throughout 2025, state forces and Russian paramilitaries killed 918 civilians in targeted or indiscriminate strikes. In comparison, jihadist groups JNIM and ISSP killed 232 civilians during that same calendar year. The transition toward high-altitude airstrikes using Suhoi jets has further heightened risks for rural communities. Regional political bodies faced unprecedented challenges as military regimes consolidated authority across West Africa. The Economic Community of West African States, known as ECOWAS, was established in 1975 to foster regional economic integration. Over time, ECOWAS expanded its authority to enforce democratic governance and deploy peacekeeping forces. In response to unconstitutional military takeovers, ECOWAS suspended military-led states and imposed stringent financial sanctions. Analyzing the crisis through Black internationalism connects regional conflict with broader global justice movements. Black internationalism links anti-imperialist liberation efforts in Africa to civil rights advocacy across the African diaspora. Pan-African scholars oppose the presence of foreign mercenary armies and imperial military bases. They argue that foreign military dependency damages long-term African sovereignty and civilian safety. These contemporary struggles echo historical economic challenges experienced by Black communities globally. Activists highlight how foreign security models undermine domestic struggles for civil rights. Civil society organizations across West Africa continue demanding accountability for military abuses. Social justice networks have urged the African Union and international bodies to form independent tribunals. In April 2026, human rights organizations submitted legal filings to the African Court on Human and People's Rights. The lawsuit alleges that state forces and Russian contractors engaged in systematic violations of international law. Establishing legal accountability encounters severe political and structural barriers. Malian authorities assign operational abuse claims exclusively to domestic military courts. These military legal bodies routinely shield state soldiers and foreign contractors from prosecution. Furthermore, military juntas in Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger have announced withdrawals from ECOWAS and international judicial bodies. Grassroots groups navigate diverse political struggles while fighting against complete judicial impunity. Copyright, African Elements.